Coach, a hard-fought battle here today, low-scoring, physical. I knew it was going to be a tough game against a good team like Detroit Mercy. Just your level of excitement coming out with this trip with two road wins.
Incredibly excited. They're playing free. They're playing with confidence. They're paying attention to the scout. We're moving the basketball around. A lot of team play. Today, it wasn't some of our starters' best days, but true to form, we had people step up off the bench. We got incredible mileage out of Lindsay Leonard today. Maddie was good. Just being a mouthpiece for us when we went to zone to kind of switch up the tempo and kind of made them stand around, kind of made things stagnant for them offensively. But Malia found a way. We had a big bucket from Emily late. Malia's rebound at the end was huge. But just different people standing or stepping up for us and helping us out and got us a road sweep.
Yeah, three straight wins now, Coach. Like you said, the team playing with a lot of confidence, and you had some other people step up today. You talked about Lindsay Leonard and Maddie Alba, who played huge minutes for you. Lindsay, 3 for 5 from the field, 8 points, 5 rebounds, with Emily struggling a little bit at times, even though she had a huge bucket, as you mentioned, at the end of the game. So how proud are you of her and the rest of the players for stepping up again with another big team effort?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's big. That's what we need. I mean, our bench outscored them 10-4. I thought we did a great job of cashing in off of their turnovers. We forced 20 turnovers today. Yep. Got 24 points off of it. Different people stepping up. We moved the basketball around. Our defense was pretty solid. And I think we only had 4 turnovers in the second half. So we had 10 at halftime. We talked about it. We're like, listen, it wasn't necessarily anything they were doing. It was a little more self-inflicted. To their credit, we came out in the second half. We only had 4, so we finished with 14. So that's something we can live with.
All right, Coach. Now you'll head back on the road to conclude this 3-game road swing, as we'll get a couple days at home and then head down to Dayton to take on the Wright State Raiders, another good team. But I assume right now this team feels like, hey, bring on anybody. Let's play whoever's in front of us.
Sure. We're in February and March, and we told them upstairs, we're like, it's now is the time that you need to start to peak, and you got to be able to find a way to make things work and win games when things don't go well. And I think today was a perfect example of that.
Coach, great job again by you and the staff, the team. Another thing I want to ask you real quick, obviously they made a run late. You know, obviously it gets a little scary when they start making a run, but your team, as they've done throughout the year, stayed calm, stayed composed. Another moment there to be proud of is the team didn't waver and held on and focused and did what they had to do to get the win.
Yeah, I mean, they're Detroit's a great team. I mean, mm-hmm. Kate's got my vote for Coach of the Year. I mean, she's
absolutely
turned it around. We're growing, understanding that it's not going to smell like roses for 40 minutes. Like that, you're playing against good teams. They're going to make runs. Basketball's a game of runs. So yeah, we may get up, but we have told them, like, hey, it's at some point in time, if we throw a punch, they're going to punch back. And how do we deal with that? So this was a good one to kind of reiterate that, and they found a way to get it done.
It was a lot of fun here today. Had some faithful in the crowd, making some noise, making sure that the Penguins were supported. Yeah. We appreciate it, Coach. Thank you so much for the time. Great job again. Congrats on these 2 wins, 3 wins in a row now. We'll catch up with you again before we head to Dayton.
All right, thanks, Dre.
That is the interim head coach of the Youngstown State women's basketball team, John Nicolet, as the Penguins beat Detroit Mercy 54-49. We'll step aside. When we come back, we will continue the post-game show, serviced by your local Bryant Heating and Cooling Professionals on 1390 WNIO.